A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Cadence, that is the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him, and who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth. Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is this prophet saying this? About himself or someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began with the scripture passage. He proclaimed Jesus. He proclaimed Jesus to him as they traveled along the road, and they came to some water. The eunuch said, "Look, there's water. What's to prevent me from being baptized?" So he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. The word of the Lord. In these days, after the word from the Vatican about the LCWR, we find ourselves on a desert road. Where does the Lord send us? To whose chariot? Or is the reading from Isaiah about us? We're called to listen carefully to the Spirit and trust that God will lead us. Philip found that out on the road as he was sent to a foreigner, a person of a certain amount of stature, a believer but a foreigner. He hears the reading of the last of the servant songs and ponders and wonders, what does that mean? Is that not our story? What does the world around us mean today? Philip proclaims Jesus to him. We carry the risen Christ in our bodies through baptism. We also carry the wounds of the crucified. In these days, we are asked once again, can we believe in the resurrection? Do you believe I am with you? Wait and listen to where the Spirit leads.